If you haven't already, settle into deep breathing. And bring your awareness to your bones. Your bones are some of the oldest parts of your body. And yet, even though they are the densest parts to yourself, many of your bones in your body contain a cradle of new life, where new blood cells are born in the marrow of the long bones in your arms and legs and in the cradle of your pelvis. See if you can bring your awareness to those parts of you that have been with you for a very long time. Feel the structure, the shape, the fragility. To ground you in this physical form, really sending your awareness into your bones. And then extend your awareness into the bones of Mother Earth, her ancient mountains, her younger mountains, the crust of her skin, the plates that move under your feet, under the oceans. And settle your awareness into the part of Mother Earth that is been here for millennia, longer than your human mind can comprehend. And in an act of settling, creating rock, creating structure and form, that even in the densest, hottest parts of her, there are cradles for new life, where fire escapes between the cracks and creates new land as it meets water or as it meets sky. And take a moment and just sink your awareness into the essential settling of her form, and also the soft opportunity for new life. We invite you to enter your garden and to accelerate time to the season of autumn. Whatever has manifested and fully ripened, it is now time to let it go. It takes bravery and courage. You can go to bed at night and know that everything that was, fully formed, joyful, pleasurable, full of freedom and bliss and compassion, it will all fade away as form. If you are wise, you will understand that each breath is a falling away. Each moment will inevitably fade. And so, wander through your garden and notice which of these things in life has served its purpose. Let it be done. Take a moment and wander through your garden, taking stock. Say a prayer, offer a blessing, offer a breath, as you notice that thing in your garden that is ready to return and create fertility that only you can in your letting go. If it helps to take note in a journal of those things that have manifested and are now ready to be let go of for something new to begin a new process, by all means, strike a line through them and honor them in their leaving. If you need more time, noticing those things in your life that are falling away, that are asking to be fully harvested and returned to your garden, to the fertile soil below, pause this meditation and take more time. And now we invite you to notice three former versions of yourself. Allow them to arrive, moving out of the dying and falling away, stalks and leaves and branches and fruit and flowers that have become and truly blossomed in your life. Let that former version of you step out. And if you are not a visual person, just imagine that former version of you arriving in your awareness. And notice that that former version of you is gifting you with something that you currently carry. It could be a positive or negative experience. It could be something that you haven't thought about in a long time. Whatever it is, allow that version of you to present that gift, whether it is a feeling, an embodiment, an actual scenario, a relationship that is completely different or has gone away, and notice what you carry as a result of that experience. From that time in your life, notice as three former versions of you come forward, present you with your gift, and recede back into the garden, perhaps decomposing all the way down into the beautiful composting magic of your garden soil. If it helps you to write down in your journal your experiences, by all means take note. And if you need more time with these versions of yourself that have presented gifts that you accept with love, understanding, and gratitude, please pause this meditation and take more time. Finally, wander through your garden and ask to be drawn to those things that have fruited in your life that no longer serve you. Perhaps the relationship, or you're asking the relationship to change, or more appropriately, the relationship is asking for you to change. Perhaps it is a passion that has faded, or something that you continue to feed from a former version of you. Perhaps it is a co-creative project or endeavor that you no longer feel the creative yearning to continue. All of these are beautiful parts to life. Let them go. Be presented with each thing. And then again, with love and understanding and gratitude, allow them to fall away with a prayer, a blessing. If you have words that you would like to speak to this relationship or this person or this thing, say it out loud or write it down. Take your time and let it go. If you need more time communing with and understanding those things that are falling away in your life, pause this meditation and take more time. We invite you to really feel as if you had your bare toes in your fertile soil of your becoming, constantly feeding and nourishing the soil with what has come before, with who you have been in all of your physical manifestations and all your alternate selves and probable realities. It feeds the wholeness of you. It is essential to let go. It is essential to invite the process of death and grieving in your process of gratitude on a daily basis. There is an autumn in every day. There is an autumn in every exhale. There is a surrender to every moment that the heart pauses in its beating. Take a moment and imagine yourself immersed in that soil, grieving deeply to get ready for another bout of growing. Bring your awareness to your breath. To the bones in your body, the still and stalwart quality of them, holding you, your breath, your heart, your mind, your matter. Take an inhale. Exhale with a sigh. I am always in the process of letting go. Take another inhale, release it with a sigh. I am the product of letting go. Again, inhaling, releasing the breath. It is essential that I let go. As you are ready, extend your arms up above you. Return to your heart on the exhale. And we'll chant one chant of Om together, letting go into the current of love in your body, in your bones, and every piece and particle of Mother Earth, and in the greater vastness, the great unknown of our universe and our multiverse. Inhale. May you enjoy your day as you let it go, to be a perfect moment, an eternity of experience, and for it to be an ever-giving gift that remains with you, allowing for more to grow from the beautiful detritus of your dying. Namaste.